Well, this will be fun. The SpongeBob Musical National Tour sets sail at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York on September 22nd and will anchor there through the 28th of September. The whole national tour starts in Schenectady. Conceived and directed by Tina Landau with a book by Kyle Jarrow, orchestrations by Tom Kitt. The SpongeBob Musical features songs by, catch this list, Sarah Bareilles, Jonathan Colton, The Flaming Lips, Lady Antebellum, John Legend, Panic at the Disco, They Might Be Giants, David Bowie, Brian Eno, and more. In the show, Nickelodeon's popular right-angled aquatic invertebrate and his town of Bikini Bottom face catastrophe until an unexpected hero rises to take center stage. Who would that be? We are joined by the actors playing best friends SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr, Lorenzo Pugliese. Good morning, Lorenzo. How are you?
Good morning.
And Bo Bradshaw. Bo, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Bo plays Patrick. Lorenzo plays SpongeBob. It's a cool gig.
It is very cool.
Not bad.
Dream come true.
Now, you're wearing a rather tropical shirt. Would you have worn that prior to being cast in this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's something that a lot of people always tell me. They kind of give me crap for it, is that I am always wearing something that fits into the world of Bikini Bottom.
Okay, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. But had we talked to you a year ago, you would have still been wearing
something like that. Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's good.
It's in my blood.
All right. And now, so I'm fascinated. So how did you get the gig? We'll ask you first, and then I'll go
to
here.
So I first heard about it a couple years ago when one of my good friends at school told me about the show. And
where'd you go to school?
I went to school at University of the Arts in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up there.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a great place. I love it. So excited to hop back over there in a couple months. But so one of my friends told me about the show, and he told me that as soon as Ethan Slater was done with the role, that I was next. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy,
okay,
man.
Now, Ethan played SpongeBob on Broadway.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's incredible. But yeah, he said that I reminded him of Ethan and that I was perfect for the role. And then more and more people sort of told me that. And finally, the open call came around and I was like, maybe I'll go. And then a couple of my friends forced me to go. I went to go because I wasn't gonna because I had rehearsal that night.
Okay.
But yeah, I ended up going to the open call, and 9 callbacks later, here I am.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, so but certainly worth all the callbacks. You have a similar story, Bo?
Yeah, I saw the show on Broadway like a year and a half ago with my mom, and I go, Mom, we were in New York for like a night, and I said, I got to see the show. I really feel like this is something I could do, because people my whole life had been comparing me to Patrick Starr. So we went to go see the show, and by the end of it, my mom was like, this is your role. You're going to play this one day. I can feel it. So I was like, yeah, I hope so.
Not Hamlet. Not
no, Patrick Starr.
Patrick Starr. That's good.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
But I auditioned for the role in March, and I got the offer to play Patrick Starr in June. So it was a couple months of in and out of auditions and callbacks.
Now, since that time, you've been here in Schenectady working on all of it as you set up the national tour. So what has that been like for both of you?
It's been incredible. I mean, the rehearsal process in New York was awesome. Working with people like Tina Landau, Chris Catelli, Julie McBride, it's unreal to be working with, you know, people who I believe are like some of the greatest, you know, Broadway creative minds of our time.
Yep.
So that's been completely surreal. And then after we, you know, put all that together and came here, we got to see, you know, we got to see the set that won a Tony, created by David Zinn, which was absolutely unreal. It's going to be so exciting for the audience to see that. And it also really, I think you would agree that it does such a good job of grounding us into the world that we're in.
This aquatic world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
And for you, Bo?
Being on this set is amazing. The tech elements in the show are unlike anything I've ever seen before. and getting to watch this and be a part of it, it's really amazing. And we are loving teching in Schenectady because we really love the Whistling Kettle. Have you ever been there?
Yes. Yeah,
it's,
oh, sure.
It's a great restaurant.
Woo,
definitely
that buffalo chicken sandwich.
It out.
Very nice. Good. So you're finding your way. So how long have you been in town?
Well, since last Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So you'll be
Thursday, Wednesday.
I don't, you're actors. You don't know days of the week. I don't know where the hell you are.
We're not paid to know days.
So I saw the show. Now, just this is a stupid thing, but I'm curious. When I saw the show on Broadway, it was SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical. Now it's SpongeBob the musical. They changed the name. Why?
When it was in Chicago doing the pre-Broadway run, it was the SpongeBob musical.
Yeah.
And then when they moved to Broadway, it was the SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical. And now I think they're back on the road again, so it makes a little more sense to be the SpongeBob musical again.
The SpongeBob musical. Cool. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same show, though.
Yeah. Same show. Yeah.
Same show. Now, I saw it in New York, and it's just a blast. It's really fun. And I hope you don't take I don't think you will. I don't think you'll take offense to this. But, you know, you look at some of these properties and you think to yourself, oh, this may be good. This may suck. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you say, and I sat down and I just loved every single solitary moment of it. And it just wins people over. And I think that was an overwhelming reaction to the show.
Yes. Yes, when I saw the show with my mom, she was actually begging me all day to go see another show, honestly. And I was like, no,
what
mom.
What other show? Do you remember?
I think Carousel was playing, and she really wanted to see that. She was like, I want to see something with meaning. And then by the end of this show, she was like, I can't believe how great this was. You would never expect that from a SpongeBob musical. It has so much heart. It has a great message. It has humor for kids and adults. And it's not one of those big, like, arena shows that have character costumes. It's like real people on stage. And I think that's people don't really understand that. And I think once they know it's real people and a great story, a lot more people want to come see it.
Now, the big one, of course, for you, Lorenzo, is, and I remember they always asked Ethan about this, of how much he had watched the show growing up. Now, were you a fan, I assume?
Oh,
were...
for sure. Yeah. A fun fact that I've been telling people in interviews.
Hey, fun fact.
Yeah. I used to wake up in the morning and I'd open up the window and I would say, good morning, world, and all who inhabit it, which is like one of his very iconic lines that he says when he first wakes up. And it's also the first line in the show that SpongeBob says. So it's kind of a very cool full circle moment.
And you get the laugh down?
Yeah. I do. I don't know. You might have to come see the show.
Really? All right. You know, still, the first one's free. Bo, let's hear your laugh. No. when you're out there, and because it's also a complicated show, isn't it? There's a lot going on.
Yep.
I mean, you have to be at the right place at the right time every moment, I would think. I'm asking. Is that a thing?
No, absolutely. There are so many... like quick changes and set pieces coming on at the same time.
Yeah.
You have to be exactly where you need to be when you need to be there, or something's going to go wrong and someone's going to be late coming out on stage.
Yeah,
right?
It's the hardest show I've ever done. It's incredibly calculated. It's brilliant. Like so many movements have sound cues. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like a Foley artist on stage that is like a lot of times is synced up with us. It's crazy. You have to be on 100% for the entirety of the show.
Yeah, and especially you there, buddy.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I mean, but it's a workout. I mean, I just...
For sure, it's a workout.
And when you're done, you're toast, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a great way to not have to go to the gym for a whole year.
Yeah. Because you're running full. But I would think that was for the entire cast, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yes. Yeah. Yes. The entire cast does so much.
Normally I would, at this point in the interview, I'd ask, you know, what has it been surprising at audiences? So you haven't had that experience yet of doing it in front of an audience.
No.
And that'll be cool.
Yeah. It's always so exciting to do a show in front of an audience for the first time, because there's always a lot of things that you're so used to doing, you forget how funny they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then an audience comes in and they laugh and you're like, that's right. That's why we're doing
that's
this.
That's why we wait that second. Yeah. That's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I didn't ask you. Did you see it on Broadway?
I did. Yeah. My girlfriend got me tickets and told me it was for character research, too. So she knew
how right she was. Yeah. When you think about that though, are there other roles like that for the two of you that you think, oh yeah, well this is me. This would work for me.
I think something really cool about the roles of SpongeBob and Patrick is that they're very specific body types that aren't always very popularly represented as like leading roles in shows or film and TV. Like, you know, when are they asking for a short, stocky man to be the lead in a show? It's not often. So, you know, I feel very blessed to have this opportunity.
And with that opportunity, you can go and you say, okay, then, I mean, I assume you're already thinking down the line of, okay, what's next?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not worried about that yet.
No. I mean, definitely.
You're out on the road for what, a year?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get loads of time, one step at a time. Maybe like 6 months down the line when I've got this fully on, you know, when I can do it in my sleep.
Autopilot. Yeah, well, you're never on autopilot.
No. But like, yeah.
Yeah, you got it down.
Yeah, once I'm waking up in cold sweats singing the opening number, then I'll know that.
Now, see, I would wake up in cold sweats thinking I wouldn't know the opening number. But you're not at that point either.
No.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. When you go out and right now you have the theater to yourself. You're doing your checking everything. You're doing your part. Everything working out okay. Nobody's because everything's got to work, right? All the tech stuff has to work.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everything is going, I mean, incredibly smoothly. You wouldn't think because we're only really teching for week and a half, is that right?
Yeah, two weeks, week and a half,
which, yeah, is, I mean, our whole rehearsal process has been pretty quick, and it's been incredibly challenging, but so fulfilling to, you know, be able to pull all of this out in that short amount of time.
Why do you think this character and this franchise is so popular? Why do people love this so much?
I think it's just so unique. Everything about it is so unique. It's so brilliant. It's so relatable. And yeah, there's so much duality in it, like, because it is so unreal, but at the same time it is real. And there's so many, like, SpongeBob is so crazy, but he's also so human. And that's kind of the same way that the show is. There's so many outlandish, crazy things, but somehow are also identifiable. It's really cool.
Well, it is the SpongeBob musical. It runs at Proctor's September 22nd through September 28th. You can learn more by going to proctors.org. So it'll start Tuesday, and you'll be ready for it. You'll be having a hell of a weekend. That'll be fun. Good for you. You can find out more information again by going to proctors.org. Lorenzo Pugliese plays SpongeBob. Bo Bradshaw plays Patrick Starr. And gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to have you both in the program. Best of luck to you. What a delight to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.